Good morning to each of you. This morning we were singing, I was blessed by a couple of verse that we sang about, and it kind of went along with that, the memory verses, where it says, all unrighteousness is sin. And question came is that I had is, what is unrighteousness? It's basically everything that's not righteous, right? So 311, that song we sang, Come Gracious Spirit, that verse 3 was one that stuck out to me, was says, lead us to holiness, the road which we must take to dwell with God. Lead us to Christ, the living way, nor let us from his pasture stray. Nor let us from his pasture stray. Lead us to holiness. I trust that's everyone's heart here. If we sang that, it's definitely my heart. So for starters here, I have a question for everyone, I guess, to make it easier. This question is, I'm going to have everyone close your eyes, and it's mainly for the brothers here, but just everyone close their eyes. I would like to see a raise of hands of those that feel scared or feel nervous or feel like they don't want to share the truth because they don't want to offend anyone. If that's you, raise your hand if that's something that you feel like you don't want to offend anyone because of what you want to because of what's the truth. And so, okay, you can open your eyes. I was asking that because I really struggled with that myself on this message, and it had me thinking about last week. I know Matt had shared that about not wanting to single anyone out or anything like that with the message that he had, and it just really had me thinking about that, and it's definitely not my heart. I don't want to offend anyone or ruffle any feathers or step on anybody's toes, but I do want to, it is my heart to want to share the truth. And I'm probably definitely the least qualified to be standing up here and sharing. I don't have the wisdom or I'm definitely not a Bible scholar to where I can interpret the Bible exactly what it's trying to say. What I have to share is this basically what I feel like is the truth, and if I'm wrong on any of that, I would ask that someone to correct me, because it's not something that I want to try to lead anybody astray. So I was going to be sharing out of Luke 18. There's some verses, a couple verses in there in Luke 18 that I want to share and talk about. So verses 15 and 16 and 17 was kind of where my mind went. We went through that a couple days ago at home, and I was blessed by it and also challenged. And I hope that it can be a blessing and to you as well. So I'll read that, and then we'll go back through it and share some thoughts on it. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. So it's from my understanding, it's back then it was customary for people to bring their infants and their children to a rabbi for a blessing upon them. And it's also from what I was able to gather from that, as far as the infants and the children, it was based off of, I mean, any child from a baby up to about 4 or 5 years old. I could be wrong on that, but that's kind of what I came up with. And so Jesus tells his disciples to allow the children to come into them, because of the kingdom of God belongs to those like a child. And I believe he's talking a lot about there about the faith and the trust that a child has as far as to their parents, about not having any worries about anything. They don't worry about anything as far as from day to day, where their next meal is coming from, where they're going to sleep, or anything like that. And I believe that's what, I mean, Jesus wants us to have that kind of faith as well. But I also believe that it goes a little bit deeper than that, than just the faith and the trust, that he used the infants and the children as an example there. And my goal here is to bring out some of the qualities that children have that all of us adults can learn from. And a few of the things that I had thought about as far as with children, many of you have had children 5 years and younger, and some of you still have, and some of us are just growing up with that. And just a few things that I had thought about is, one is I feel like the forgiving, children can be very forgiving. They can be very honest, sometimes brutally honest. Obedient, we all want our children to be obedient. Even though sometimes they're not as obedient as you want them to be, but I believe that's everyone's heart. They want you to be obedient. Every one of you have rules in the house. Most of your children, by the time they're 4 or 5 years old, they know the rules that you have set forth, and they can be very humble as well. You don't see them being very prideful at a young age like that. So I want to talk a little bit about some of those things. And So as far as forgiving, how easy is it for us to forgive someone that does you wrong, offends you, cheats you, you name it? There's many things that people can do to hurt you, feelings or whatever. How easy is it for us to forgive that person? And it had me thinking. I recently witnessed, there was two little girls, about the same age. The one was playing with a toy, and the other one wanted that toy as well. So most of you probably all know how that goes. There was a squabble, and one was crying, and they was both kind of crying, and because they both wanted a toy. But finally, Dad got up and took the toy away from him, and it just, probably less than 5 minutes later, I mean, they were playing together like nothing ever happened. And so the question I had was, like, can I forgive someone like that in 5 minutes' time or whatever, to completely forgive that person to where, like, there was nothing ever happened? And we all know that forgiveness is one of those things where if we want to be forgiven, we must forgive. And being obedient, your parents, you ask your child to do something, and you generally don't want them to, don't expect them to debate it with you or anything like that. As far as when you ask them to do something, you just expect them to go ahead and do whatever it is that you ask. And it just made me think about, You know, we all know like the headship order in the home, and if there is a debate there with the child, like that's usually something that dad takes care of, however he would see fit. But it comes back to, you know, us adults, we're called to be like the children, because we're, the kingdom of God is like those. You know, for us adults, we also all know the structure and of the church. How do you respond if the ministry comes and asks you to do something? Do you debate that with them and end up just not doing it? It just seems kind of like it could be wrong if you expect your child to do something that you're not willing to do yourself. And then as far as knowing the rules, like you all you parents, I'm sure you guys have rules in your home as far as, you know, brush your teeth before bedtime or mealtime or bath time, chore time if you got chores, or no shoes in the house, hang up your coat, or it could be a really long list of what kind of rules that you would have for your children. Or some of you probably have longer rules than others, but that's up to each individual family. I mean, at any rate, you would have rules and guidelines that you would expect your children not to cross. And where does that put us as adults? You know, most of us came from a place that in the church that was just bombarded with rules, and it put a really bad taste in our mouth because of the rules, and we tend to want to just get rid of them. But the reality of it is that, you know, it's impossible for us to go through this life without rules, without being faced with rules on a daily basis. You know, you have speed limits, you have taxes, stop signs, stop lights, the list goes on. And imagine there's probably some of you thinking that, you know, those aren't rules, that's a law, which it is a law, but should there be a difference between a rule and a law? Like, is it okay to break, to not do one and not the other? Like, and yeah, I just asked the question, is there a difference between a rule and a law? Like, I believe neither one should be crossed. Even though, like, there's times when you speed and it's, you know, because you're not paying attention or whatever, but. And so, and also, like, you know, back to where I was going there with dads, you know, as far as your rules in the home, like, how would you react if your child came up to you and said, like, we've been living under these rules for a long time, we just want to get rid of them, like, we don't need them? Like, I imagine that most of you dads would probably frown upon that and be like, no, we need rules in the house. And then, so where does that put us adults as far as, like, we have a vision in the church here? Where does that put us adults as far as following those rules or vision, law, whatever you want to apply to that? And this next topic I don't want to talk a lot about. I know it's probably very controversial. Could ruffle some feathers. It's not my heart that happens. You know, as far as think about, you know, the children 4 or 5 years and younger, you know, do they care what for clothes they wear? Do they care what kind of shoes they wear? Do they care what their hair looks like? I don't think any of them would care. But for you adults, you know, do you care what you wear? Is there a fashion statement or anything that you're trying to represent there? then verse 17 says, Jesus says, "Verily I say unto you." Most of you know that "verily," it means it's an amen. This is something that's trustworthy, surely, that Jesus is saying here. It's like, I don't know if you ever think about that, what Jesus is trying to say there. I know there's times when I talk to people and they start off with saying, like, you know, "Oh, to be honest," you know, like, and then they go on telling you their story. And it's like, my response usually is, "Well, I'm glad you're starting to be honest with me," you know. But Jesus, he's not saying to be honest, but he's saying, "Verily I say unto you." It's not to discredit anything that he says anywhere else in the Bible, but I do think it's something that we need to listen to, we need to really pay attention to, because this is very important. "So verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God." And you look at "whosoever," from what I looked up on that, it basically means exactly that. Like, whosoever. I don't believe that disqualifies anybody, whether if you're a Bible scholar or whether if you're a pastor, lead pastor, whether if you're a Christian, made that commitment, you know, for 20 years already, that applies to everyone. "That whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter in." And as a little child, you know, having that type of faith and that trust, being forgiving, obedient, you know, basically everything that you would desire for your children to respect you in, or anything that you would ask your children to do, basically would apply to you as well. It says, "shall in no wise enter in. I don't have a, I guess I'm going to leave that to speak for itself. It's pretty plain there. And then a few closing verses here, some scripture that I was blessed by as well and challenged. It was just a couple of verses before this were about the Pharisee and the publican. Starting in verse 9, it says, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." The part that challenged me on that was, I asked myself the question, I asked each one of you, are you the Pharisee or the publican? And it really had me thinking, I guess. I was pretty challenged by that. That's all I have. I hope you were all blessed by this, and may the Lord receive all glory and honor from it. Thank you.